Beginning tonight's shir in Siman Reish Mem, we are up to Siv Gimel, which is the second to last line on page 304. The Mechaber says, he brings a pasuk, Uvarosi mikem ha-mordim v'ha-poshim bi. I will purge out from you those who rebel and sin against me. Elu b'nei teisha midos. The Gemara tells us in the Darim, these are the children that come out from nine different unions that people have with their wives. Number one is B'nai Anusa. We'll go through with the Mishabura as we say each one. B'nai Anusa is a child that comes out of a relationship when the husband forces the wife to have the Bia. So the Mishabura says Anusa, Afilu Eina Anusa. Even if he doesn't actually force her, Raksha Eina Merutza. But she's not appeased, Mipnei Kasha Yeshla Alav. She's angry and he doesn't appease her first, Lachain Yefayis V'achakach Yivol. Therefore, a man is required to appease his wife before he has beer with her. Otherwise, we get into issues of B'nai Anusa. The next category is B'nai Snua. Literally means the son of the hated one. So the Mishabura tells us in Tes Vav, the last line, Snua Bishas Tashmish, that he hates her at the time of Tashmish, Avalim Hi Oz Ritzuya. But if she's appeased at that time, Afal Pi, she's Snua Shari. Even if she's hated in general, but at that time they have made up and she's not hated, then it would be okay. So it's only if she's actually Snua Bishas Tashmish. The next one is B'nai Nidui. The Mishabura doesn't discuss that. The Bir Halacha discussed that a little bit. That's if either the husband and wife is in excommunication. They did an Aveira that requires, or did something wrong that requires excommunication. So they are usher in having Bia, whether it is the husband or the wife. The next category is B'nai Tmura, the son of a change, of an exchange, which means that he thinks he's having Bia with one woman and he ends up having Bia with a different woman than he planned. And the Mishabura says in Tezayin, Afilu Shtehen Noshav. Even if a man who has two wives and kigonshin eskavin lazovin is dan lo acheris, he thought he was having bia with wife one, it ended up being wife two. That's b'nei tmura. Then we have b'nei moredes, the son, the child that comes out of a woman who rebels. The Mishabura explains, what does it mean b'nei moredes? The Amra, she says, lo ba'ina lochal lebal, I don't want you to be my husband. The afa piken hu mishamish ima. She says she doesn't want to be married to him, and still he has tashmish with her. Afa pishi merutza lo b'shas tashmish. Even though she's a willing participant in the tashmish at that time, but since she wants to get divorced, she doesn't want to be his husband. So that is a bad union. The next one is b'nei shichrus, the son of someone who is intoxicated. And the Mishabura says in Yudches, hu ohi shikora. This is whether he is drunk or she is drunk. This is talking about that they're so intoxicated that the das is messed up. And not that one of them just drank a revius. Drinking a little bit of wine would not be a problem. Only shichrus that affects your mind. Next category is b'nei grusha salev, the child that comes out of a union between a husband and a wife where he plans on divorcing her. Sivkotan Yutes says, Shebidaito Lagarsha, he plans on divorcing her, Afal Pishu Ohava, even if he really still loves her, but he plans on divorcing her, Kegon Me Osan Shekofen Lahotzi. Like those examples where we force the husband for whatever reason to divorce his wife, maybe he likes her, so he has positive feelings towards her, still the children that come out of that are fitting into this category, which is not a very good category. That is B'nai Grusha Salev. The next one is B'nai Irbuvia. It's the son of Irbuvia, literally means a mixture. The Mishabura explains, Sevkaton Chav Kigon Shen Nosen Oz Daito Alacheres. The man is in the middle of having Bia with his wife, and his mind is on another woman. Kimo Shekasu B'Siv Beis, like we saw yesterday in Siv Beis, that is also not a very good thing. That's B'nai Irbuvia. And the last one is B'nai Chatzufa, the son of the Chatzufa. And the Mishabura explains what that is, Sevkaton Chav Aleph. Chatzufa is like chutzpah, shetovato bepeh, that she requests to have bia with him with her mouth. So that is an inappropriate thing for the wife to do. Aval imikashetes atzma, that if she just adorns herself, umiratza oso, and she appeases him, sheite in daito aleh, that he should put his mind towards her, so adarabah, then it's the opposite, it's not a negative thing, oz chayev ba'ona, then he's actually chayev to have the bia with her. K'dil'el b'sif aleph, like we learned earlier in sif aleph. V'havulei banim hugonim, and such a union will bring about good children. V'chol elu hadvarim haniskarim kan sarach lizar afilu kishim mu'uberes o zekena she'ena ruya leled. Even though these categories are brought about from a pasuk that says that I will purge out the ones who rebel and sin against me, and that's the children that come out from these nine unions, then Mishabura tells us over here, it's lav dafka if children actually come out. These are negative things, even if the woman is pregnant or she is no longer in her childbearing years, so she's not fit to give birth, still these categories still apply as inappropriate behavior. Kasru ha'achronim, the achronim write, yesh lizar milaval ishto kishi yeshena, one should not be having relations with his wife when she is sleeping. Continues the Mechaber in Sif Dalud. Aser lehistakil ba'osel mokom, it is forbidden to look at osel mokom on an isha, shekala mistakil sham ein lo boshes panim, one who looks there is considered not to have any busha. Va'over al v'hatznei alechas, and he goes against the pasuk of walking with tznius. Umavir habusha me'alponav, and he removes any embarrassment that he has from his face. Shekol ha'mizbayish eino chote, anyone who has the midah busha does not come to sin. Diksivu bavur tia yirasu alpanechem, in order that his fear should be on your faces, zoha busha, that refers to busha. Levilti techato, the pasuk continues and says that you shouldn't come to sin. So the midah of busha protects one from sin, and one who is mistaka ba'oso makom, so that leads a person to be lacking busha and leads him to sin. Va'odan, furthermore, the kamigore ha'yetzahara b'nafshe, also that instigates his yetzahara, gets his yetzahara going. And then the Mechaber says, v'kol shekein ha'noshek sham sha'over al-kol ila, certainly one who kisses that area is certainly over on all that. Va'odan, furthermore, sha'over al-baal t'shaktsu es nafshosechem, is also over on the pasuk about t'shaktsu. There is no Mishabura on Sif Dalad, but there is a Bir Halacha. The Bir Halacha says, in the top line of page Kufnun Gimel, aser lehistakel b'osu makom, over al sumin. The Gemara says one who is over on this will have children that are blind. Now, many times when the Gemara says these things, people do them, they don't necessarily happen. We don't understand the cheshbon of Hashem, but that lemaisa, we see what a serious thing it is. The Gemara says that person will have children that are sumin. And then the next Bir Halacha says, on the next part of the Mechaber, where he says, Kol Shekein, the one who's no Sheik Sham, he says, V'ha'over al-zeh, havyon lei bonim ilmim. One who does that will have children that are mute. That is Sif Dalad. Now we move on to Sif Hei. In Sif Hei, it talks about the positioning when they are having Tashmish. Hu lemato v'hi lemala zo derech azus. The correct positioning is the ish on top and the isha on the bottom. And if you switch it, and it's hu lamata v'hi lamala, he's on the bottom and she's on the top, zu derech azos, that is a form of azos, that's being bold, that is inappropriate. Shimshu shneim ke'echad, if they're both in the same position, let's say side by side, zo derech ikesh, that is a crooked way of doing it, not the appropriate way of having the tashmish. Now the Mechaber continues, vitamin sevav. Aser l'shamish mitaso b'fnei ko adam imhu neyor. It is aser to have bia in front of any person if they are awake. V'afilu ayidei hefsek mechitza asara. Even if there's a wall that is 10 tefachim that is separating you, that is forbidden. U'b'fnei tinok she'en yodeh l'dabir mutter. But if it's in front of a child, a young child that's not able to speak, then it is mutter. And then the Mechaber says, Bayish she'yesh bo sefer Torah o chumashim ha'asuyim b'galila, a house that has in it a Sefer Torah, or it has Chumashim, which is one of the five books of the Torah that are made in a scroll. Aser l'shamish bo, your aser to have bia when that scroll is in the room. Ad she'yiya b'fonav mechitza, unless there is a wall separating. Ule'inyan la'asosa b'shabbos, ayin l'kamon reishtim in shintasov. In terms of making such a mechitza on Shabbos, that we'll discuss later in Hilchos Shabbos. We'll stop there in the Mechaber, but let's see the Mishabura and the Bir Halacha. So the first thing the Mechaber told us is that it's aser to have tashmish hamita in front of any people if they are awake. Now, let's first look in the Bir Halacha. The Bir Halacha starts. It's aser to have tashmish in front of people who are awake. Ubifnei yoshein, but in front of someone who is sleeping, mutter afilu b'lehefsek mechitza. The person is sleeping, let's say a child is in the room, a child that's old enough to speak, so the tashmish hamita would be mutter even without a mechitza separating. But in any case, it's better in a place where people are sleeping in the house. If you're going to have tashmish hamita and there are other people there, even if they're sleeping, it is preferable that there be some kind of separation around the bed, even though it's not absolutely required. The Mishaburu says in Sefkaton Chav Beis, we said it's asher l'shamish mitasu b'fnei ko'odom if they are awake, even with a mechitza asara. Hatam, the reason is demargishu be'esh shahalom mishamish mitaso, because other person could get a feeling when something is going on the other side of the melchitza. Demargishu be'esh shahalom mishamish mitaso ve'ein kan tznius, it's a lack of tznius. Vimhu be'inyan she'ein margishim klal, if they do it in a way that it's not noticeable at all, and there's a mechitza separating, mutter ayidei hefsek mechitza, then the achronim say it would be mutter with a hefsek mechitza. Then the mechaber said, but in front of a tinok that doesn't know how to speak, it is mutter. Then we get into the halachas of having tashma shamita with a sefer Torah there or with svarim there. Now there are different halachas between a sefer Torah and svarim. For today we will limit our discussion to the sefer Torah, and tomorrow we'll begin the shiur discussing the other svarim. But for now, the mechaber told us a bias sheyesh bo sefer Torah o chumashim haasuyim beglila. This refers to having a sefer Torah there, or even one of the five books of the sefer Torah that's made in a rolled-up form. It's aser tatash shamita unless there is a wall separating between you and the sefer Torah. Says the mishabur and sefkad nochav gimel haasuya beglila. Ratzalomer means to say shen ksuvin beklav kamo sefer Torah. There's talking about chumashim that are written on a cloth like a Sefer Torah, Ela sheyesh behem rak chomesh haTorah, but they only consist of 1/5 of the Torah. It's one of the five books of Moses in this cloth. V'hu adin she'ar kisvei hakodesh ein asuyim miglila. So too, any other of the kisvei hakodesh, if they are rolled up, for example, you have the Nevi'im, or a Megillah that's rolled up in a scroll, would follow the same dinim as a Sefer Torah. And what is the rule? The rule, again, we said, is that you can't have Tashash Hamita in the same room as that unless there is a Mechitza separating. Says the Mishabura Sefkot Nochav Dalet, Rotolomer Afilu Himunachas Ba'argos. Even if the Sefer Torah is in a box, it's in an Aron Kodesh, it's totally covered. The Al-Gav Ha'argos Yesh Od Kisui. We're going to see tomorrow the concept of covering Svarim with two coverings. But the Sefer Torah is much more machmer, even if it's in a box. It's in an argaz, and it's covered with things on top of it. The legabe tefillin ushar svarim mahani. Like we'll see tomorrow, that when it comes to tefillin or other svarim, that would help. Kidul kamei b'sefer Torah aser ad sheyia mechitza mafsekas. When it comes to the Sefer Torah, it's absolutely forbidden until there is an actual mechitza separating. Ukishiesh mechitza, when there is a mechitza separating, afilu eina munachas ba'argas klal gam kein shari. As long as you have a mechitza, even if there is no box, it's okay. So a box with 50,000 coverings on top of it is not good enough to have bia with that in the room. You need to have a mechitza. But if you have the mechitza of 10 tefachim, even if the Sefer Torah is lying there flat without any covering, it's 100% mutter. So that's interesting. So you need a mechitza when it comes to Sefer Torah, not by other svarim. Sifkaton chafei. We said you need a mechitza. Umashe porus vilon sav hamita. That which you might spread out a curtain around the bed, ain't a b'chal mechitza. A curtain does not count as a mechitza. V'afilu havilon hu gavo harbe. Even if the curtain goes up very high, she'ein ha-sefer nira yidezeh. And through the curtain, you're not able to see the Sefer Torah because the curtain goes so high. V'asefer Torah munachas ba'argas. And the Sefer Torah is on the other side of the curtain in a box. Ubekama kisuyam al ha'argas, and there are numerous coverings over the box. Gam kein oser, it is still oser. Why is the vilon not a good mechitza? Shavilon no v'naray de'aruach, because the vilon goes to and fro in the wind. It's not stationary. It goes. It blows back and forth. Obviously, the mashmos is if you tie it on top and bottom, and it would be solid, then it would be okay. It's not that it can't be mechitza. Just having it tied on top and flowing back and forth, that's not considered a good mechitza. Kosav Amogen Avram, im yesh nekovim v'chalonos b'mechitza ke'ein seriga aser. If there are holes or windows in the mechitza, I mean, there's a good mechitza, just there are some holes there. Like we know we have some mechitzas for women's sections, you see like decorative holes there. So if you have a mechitza, and I guess within the 10th fachim, it would be having holes or windows, like some kind of lattice design, that is aser. Ad shiyu ha-svarim mechusim min ha-ayin she'ein nirin. Until the svarim are covered from the eye that they can't be seen. In other words, it has a din mechitza, because it's considered a wall, but since you can see through, it's not good enough, you have to have the Sefer Torah covered. We said normally with a regular wall, the Sefer Torah doesn't have to be covered at all. But if you have this kind of lattice wall, so it's a din wall, but it still has to be covered because you could see through. Now, if you look at the Shaar HaTzion over here, in Os Yud Beis, he says, V'im ein shum kisri al ha-svarim mutter v'afilu b'sefer Torah. If there is no cover on the svarim, it's mutter even by a Sefer Torah. The be'emes kevan sha mechitza mafsekes, since the wall is separating, havelei shum kirishus acheres. That's considered already a separate rishus. Ela the al kopanim ika tzas bizayon mishum sheniris. Just the fact is, though, it's really mutter, it's in a different rishus, so it's okay. Just there's a little bit of bizayon because it can be seen. The cave in the mechusa shari, and therefore you cover it, and that makes it okay. Therefore, the Mishnah Berurah again says over here from the Magen Avraham, if there are holes or windows in the wall like a lattice design, it's aser. Ad shu asfarim mechusim in the ayin she'en nirim. Until the svarim will be covered, that's again not because of the ikra din. The ikra din, the mechitza is there, is good enough. Just the fact that you want to have this, the lashon of the Sharat Zion was ktsas bizayon, so it should also be covered so it can't be seen. Ube sefer no shalom mefakfik al dvarav. The sefer no shalom takes issue with this Magen Avraham. V'chein besefer tosefes Yerushalayim. He also takes issue with it and says that you wouldn't need the additional covering as long as you have the wall. It would be okay. Ube mekomat chak yesh lismoch al ze. In a pressing situation, you can rely on these more lenient shitas. Achein lechatchila tov v'chaso shelo yu asfarim nirim. But lechatchila, one should cover that the sefer Torah should not be seen. Certainly, if the sefer that we're referring to over there, the klaf that's over there, the sefer Torah, certainly one should be machmir. But again, there is what to rely on, let's say by a megillah or by a nach, as long as you have the wall, even if we see through and it's not covered, it would be okay. But lachalchila, really the best way is to cover all of them, certainly to be machmir by a sefer Torah and to cover it. Let's see one more bir halacha. Let's actually say two more. The fourth line, Bayis Sheyesh Bo Sefer Torah, Mashma BeGemara Diyesh Bazech Shash Sakona Im Yavor Al Zeh. So the Gemara's Mashma that it's serious business, having Tash Shamita in a room in which is a Sefer Torah, there's a Shash Sakona if you do have Tash Shamita in a room with the Sefer Torah not properly separated. Ad Sheyeh B'Fon of Mechitza. We said this is a problem unless you have in front of it a Mechitza, no matter how many times the Sefer Torah is covered with boxes and curtains, you have to have a Mechitza. Mistimas HaTur Shulchan Aruch Mashma. From the Stam Tur and Shulchan Aruch, it's Mashma, the Kevan Sheyesh Mechitza HaMafsekes, that once you have a Mechitza separating, Afilu Im HaSefer Torah Omed Lomalo Begova V'Niris Meirochok Shari. It's Mashma that even, the Lamaisa, we said you need a wall separating. So you have a wall that's 10 Tfachim separating, but the Sefer Torah is high up. And you can see it from where you are. You can see it from far away. But Lamaisa, there is a Din Mechitza that's separating into a separate Rishus. It's Mashma, that will be okay. V'ayin bel Yerabba shemefaktik b'zeh. However, the Yerabba is not happy with that. U'b'sefer Torah b'vada yesh lahachmir u'lachasosa b'kisui. And certainly when it comes to the most chomerdik thing, the Sefer Torah, for sure one should be machmir and he should cover it with a covering. V'davka k'sha mechitza asuya b'ofen shalotonet b'ruach matsuya. This is davka if the mechitza is made in such a way that it will not be shaking back and forth with a regular wind. Kigon mashakorin paravan. That's a regular wall. Or afilu bevilom prusa, or even if it's a curtain that's spread out, sadav amita around the bed, the kosher lamata shalotonid. But you tie it on top and bottom, so it shouldn't move. Like I said before, that is considered a regular mechitza. The ilav hachi, because if you don't have a regular wall there, ain't shem mechitza Allah, then it doesn't have a shem mechitza at all. The kisri lo mahani b'sefer Torah, and as we said before, a covering doesn't help for sefer Torah. The afilu kama kisuyin, even if you have many coverings. Ubishar svarim efshir sheish lahakel. By other svarim, it could be that you should be lenient. Kevan sheish mechitza gemura hamafsekes. So the bottom line is that when it comes to other svarim, again, we're talking about klaf over here. Other klafs that are maybe one of the five chumashim, or you have a nach. So then, if you have a mechitza, that's a proper mechitza, that's either if it's curtain, it's tied up top and bottom, or it's made out of wood. So then, even if it's, you could see it on the other side, that's going to be 100% fine. But if it's a Sefer Torah, so then we say one should be machmir and should try to cover it. So we see the most chomer is when it comes to a Sefer Torah. These other Sifrei Tanakh are not as machmir, but even they are more machmir than we'll see tefillin and mezuzos and regular svar that we'll discuss tomorrow that only require kis betoch kis. Here we require an actual mechitza. The handling over here, when you have the mechitza, but if it's high up and you can see it, is that okay or not? So there's an inyan to be machmir, certainly by a Sefer Torah, but one can be lenient according to the Bir Halacha when it comes to these other klafs. We'll stop here and we'll continue Mirtz Hashem with Zivav tomorrow.